The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you're thinking of going out and about over the weekend that's coming, well, we've got Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel and food content creator, with some recommendations. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
So let's talk about a date idea, first of all. What are you recommending?
Well, this week I said we haven't done food recommendations in a while, which is my area and I love so much. So I've picked three of my favourite restaurants across Ireland. So we're starting in Strandhill, County Sligo, and Stoked is a great place for date night because it's kind of tapas and sharing style plates. So if you're adventurous eaters and you want to try a lot of kind of varied thing, all kind of centred around seafood, this is a great place for you. In Dublin, one of my favourite restaurants is Host, and that's based in Ranelagh. And my top recommendation for here is to get the chef's menu. So this is a menu curated by the chefs of this restaurant, and it has two starters, mains, desserts, everything that you would need, all kind of top quality ingredients, all centred around seasonality. And then finally, if you really want to splash out, if you have a really special occasion coming up, one of my all-time favourite restaurants in Ireland is the Homestead in Doolin. This is such a special place. It's a Michelin star restaurant, so you are going to pay that little bit extra, but the service and the quality of the dishes is just incredible. They do have a taster menu, so that's a great one to check out.
And is it open all year round?
It is, yeah. Yeah, I actually went there recently and it's one of the best meals I've had all year. So I really do recommend that.
Now, you're not going to be bringing the kids to a Michelin-starred restaurant. So what are you recommending for families and kids, nieces, nephews?
There's two food festivals on this weekend. So the first one is a Taste of Sligo Festival. This is in Queen Maeve's Square and it will be running for the 2 days of this weekend with delicious food, live music, children's entertainment and great company. There's going to be celebrity chefs there, including Kevin Dundon, Shane Smith and of course local chefs as well. The owners of Hooked, Alabon and the Glasshouse as well. So day tickets are €10 and weekend tickets are €15. The Taste of Kildare is also on this weekend at the Naas Racecourse, and this is a truly immersive and exciting foodie experience. So,
while you're mentioning that, the winner of our competition for Taste of Kildare today for tickets and the Killishy Hotel, Mia Scully from Dublin, the answer was Rihanna.
Amazing.
Anyway, carry on.
Congrats and enjoy the festival. I'm very jealous. But for families, they have a special family day on Sunday, which means under 12s receive free entry with a purchased adult ticket. So adult tickets are €15 for general admission.
Okay, now solo or with friends, you know, just pals going out and about, what do you recommend?
The Bear Island Festival is on this weekend. So this is a curated collection of performances, experiences, readings, theatre, screenings, concerts and exhibitions all around the stunning island that is Bear Island. And they have two free events on this weekend, which are the Pop-Up Gael Talk and Culture Night as well, which I'll be talking about a little bit more. But if you want more information, head to the Bear Island Arts Festival website and they have a mixture of free and ticketed events there to check out.
Now, for singles, if you're on your own, this is a very obvious one.
This is a good one. For the month of September, I had to put this in at some stage, is the Listoun Varna Matchmaking Festival. So it's Europe's biggest singles festival. And of course, they have music in all the pubs throughout the month of September. So you can just head down and enjoy it. Legend has it, if you go into Willie Daly's Matchmaker Bar and you touch the lucky book with both hands, you'll be married within 6 months.
Within 6 months?
Within 6 months. I'll have to go down and try it myself.
Now, a free event, and you've already mentioned in passing.
Yes, is Culture Night. So this is probably my top pick for the whole weekend, as it is nationwide. It's happening all across the country. And what this is a celebration of culture, creativity and arts in the form of lots of free events and late opening hours in all of our favourite cultural hotspots across the country. So I've picked some free cool events that are happening. First up is a bike disco. It's a 5 kilometre cycle at the Phoenix Park happening at 7:30. Critters, which is a sculpture and performance trail through Letterkenny Town, and also a classical music gig at the Unitarian Church in Dublin at 6 p.m.
And you can visit all these public buildings, including the bicycle shed in Leinster House.
Yeah.
Which is going to, that'll attract a big crowd.
Yeah.
New openings, what have you found?
I have Ahara, And this is a new place that has just opened on Ashton Quay. I'm actually going there this evening, so we'll report back on what I think. So this is Thai food cooked over a charcoal grill, something totally different to what we have in terms of the Thai food that we have on offer in the city right now. And it's all served family style. It's a big seated venue, so it's getting rave reviews and I can't wait to try it.
Aideen, thank you very much for joining us. Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel and food content creator.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.